We have a report coming in from the streets up in Capitola. Hello, caller?
Hi, this is Robert Norris calling from Capitola here. The loud noises you hear in the background is the sounds of people singing peace songs. There are blockades here of about, 10 or 20 people, maybe 30 if you count the folks on the upstairs of the three military recruiting centers. I'm standing next to the son of a refugee, of a Holocaust survivor, and a woman who's never been arrested before in front of the Army recruiting station. There are about, 5 or 10 Capitola police sort of dotting the area, and the word has it that riot police are about to move in and make arrests, though, of course, this has been a very peaceful scene, and I don't think the Capitola police are necessarily going to resort to violence here.
How many people are there, would you say?
Down here in front of the center, we have 8 of us blocking the Army Center. And upstairs, I see, I don't know, I can see 3 or 4, and I don't know who's at the third center because I can't see it. All of us in the same complex, 2 of the offices on the second floor.
Is the center open for business?
The center is not open. We have essentially stopped it from opening, or let's put it this way. They've chosen not to open it yet. We've been warned that this will be an unlawful assembly shortly, or perhaps already is, even though yesterday there were 2 people flyering here that they repeatedly threatened to arrest. There we go. Here's the warning. Here's the warning.
Okay.
You might be able to hear this. Do you want it back?
Yeah.
I gotta return the phone here. Can we put it out over the radio? It's going out live over the radio right now.
Oh, great.
Okay.
I declare this to be an unlawful assembly and
okay.
Order you in the name of the people of the state of California to immediately disperse. If you do not disperse immediately, you shall be arrested for violation of Section 407 of the Penal Code, unlawful assembly, and for violation of Section 409 of the Penal Code.
Can you hear this?
Remaining present at an unlawful assembly. Once again, I am Sergeant Todd Mayer of the Santa Cruz, of Capitol Police Department. I declare this to be an unlawful assembly and order you, in the name of the people of the state of California, to immediately disperse. If you do not disperse immediately, you shall be arrested for violation of Section 407 of the Penal Code on unlawful assembly and for violation of Section 409.
So there's a group of people off to the side who are watching us who haven't dispersed either. It's not clear what group he's referring to at the moment.
Robert?
Yes.
Has there been any kind of damage or anything?
No, it's completely peaceful.
If there are any members of the press present in the immediate arrest area, please remove yourself.
The press has been asked to leave.
Oh, just like the war.
This press member is staying.
Outside.
The press is being told they're not allowing them to stay in the building because the photographs are being told to leave completely. The observers are leaving and clapping.
Are people leaving?
Sorry?
Are people leaving?
Can't hear you.
Are people leaving?
If you're asking if people are leaving, the observers have left, the photographers have left. There are about 8 or 9 police officers. They're not in riot gear, by the way. They're just ordinarily dressed. And then there are, 7 or 8 of us here in front of this particular Army recruiting station. There are several women with signs who are still here taking pictures, having ignored the sergeant's warning. They have a sign, we not the so I can't read their sign, but it's we want to support our troops, bring them home sort of thing.
This is Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3. This is live as of March 21st, 2003, in front of the Capitola.
Yeah, it looks like they're actually going to carry through on an arrest, arresting us.
Okay.
I want to thank... why don't we have a word from the man who's standing next to me, whose cellular phone I'm using. Maybe he can tell you a little bit more from his perspective what's happened.
Okay. Capitola Recruiting Station.
Hey, yes, it looks like we're about, 7 or 8 of us, about to get arrested. We have a lot of support people who have just left the area, but they are going to support this action. And it does look like they're going to arrest us. I feel it's very important for me to be out here because My father is a Holocaust survivor. I see us going into another kind of fascist direction in this country, that this war is part of that move for imperialism and empire, and that it's very important for all of us to join together in solidarity, that we support each other in this so that we can maintain the movement and we can keep going, and not to let fear rule us, but to be brave and to do it together, and we shall overcome if we do that.
What's happening right now?
Nothing yet. They're getting ready to make the arrest. They're standing around. The police are filming us. The police are standing around. There's one media photographer that's still in the area that made most of the media leave. Upstairs, there's various people watching from the different offices, some people with cameras.
So you could say it's been a very peaceful rally?
Yeah, it's been very peaceful. We've been singing. They have a lot of cops and riot gear outside, but inside they're being pretty peaceful in here. So far we haven't had any problems.
How many police officers would you say are there?
I just see about 10 in our general vicinity. They say there's more outside. I think it's the ones outside that are going to make the arrest, but I'm not sure.
Do they have sheriffs with them, or is it just Capitola PD?
What's that?
Is it just the Capitola PD, or is there sheriffs involved?
It looks like there's a variety. There are definitely mostly Capitola Police Department, but it does look like there's some under, and there might be some, you know, intelligence officers. It's hard to say exactly who they all are, but it looks... Actually, from their signature.
Are you going to leave, sir?
No.
Uh-oh.